Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dippin' on some scissor, dippin' on some scissor.
Been saying for a while, Funky Buddha needs a scissor.
Scissor.
We should give that to DBJ. Just sipping on some scissor. No?
You know, I mean, I'm down. I don't know.
Why, you're scared of that one? That
why couldn't he do that one?
I don't know.
Sipping on some scissor. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. And speaking of Funky Buddha, we're live at FLA Live Arena, where the Panthers will drop the puck for the first time this season. And when you walk into the arena, the Funky Buddha tap room is right there, and they've got all the delicious flavors of Funky Buddha. It's right across from Pantherland, but they redid it a little bit for the season. They've got some new signage up there, and they've got mobile ordering, and it's going to be a I think it's going to be a fun, positive season for the Florida Panthers, which means there will be a lot of action at the Funky Buddha tap room right here at FLA Live Arena, which is where we'll be. We're staying for the game and excited for a little Panthers season here. So 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, extra happy on Panthers opening night from FLA Live Arena. Alejandro Solana sitting across from me. Crowder is off today. He just tweeted out he's on an airplane right now with Chad Johnson, and they're flying back to Miami. And so he will be back tomorrow with me in studio for Football Friday as we get you ready for Canes and UNC Saturday and Dolphins-Jags on Sunday. But Alejandro Solana sitting right across me wearing his Florida Panthers hat.
Vamos Gatos.
Vamos Gatos. He is ready for a great season. Let's get headlines with our own Alejandro Solana.
This report is brought to you by Golf Miami-Dade with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at golfmiamidade.com. Also brought to you by Rubenstein Law. If you're injured in a car accident or slip and fall, call Rubenstein Law 1-800-FL-LEGAL. We'll start with the Gatos,
okay.
The Panthers. They'll play Los Penguinos tonight.
Is it Penguinos, Steven?
Is it?
I'm not sure. Penguinos, maybe.
I'm not exactly sure either. Penguinos.
Penguinos.
Yeah, I think you might
Penguins
be right.
In Spanish.
Let me double check.
Think it is. Yeah, Penguinos.
All right, there you go. Yeah.
Never know what's Solana.
Yeah, I know. That's why
fair.
I was asking you.
That's right. Fair.
That's exactly why I asked you.
7 p.m. tonight is the puck drop. Bobrovsky will start in goal, and Sid the Kid, Sidney Crosby, he is out tonight.
Uh-huh.
The Miami Heat, they play tonight as well. They're on the road in Atlanta. It's a 7 p.m. tip-off, again, from the ATL. You can hear that game on 790, the ticket.
That is a very depleted Heat lineup. It's not like they're depleted via injury. They're just not playing tonight. But, right, there's no Jimmy Butler. There's no
Bam, no Kyle Lowry, no Hero.
Yeah.
No D-Rob.
Right.
Yeah. The bulk of the rotation players will be out tonight. The Heat will be at home tomorrow, FTX Arena. You refer to it as the dress rehearsal game. That's a 6:30 p.m. tip-off tomorrow
night. Now, why is that? Why are they tipping off at 6:30 tomorrow?
I'm not sure. I know the game is on ESPN2 tomorrow because I was watching the United States men's national team yesterday on ESPN, and they plugged that. They teased it for tomorrow at 6:30, other than it being on ESPN, nationally televised, I'm not sure why it's at 6:30.
Tonight's game, by the way, 7 o'clock tip-off on 790 The Ticket, means that the pregame starts at 5:45.
Right.
So the this hour, the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour, we're on both stations up until about 5:40. And then if you want to hear our final segment, that'll be on 560 only, as 790 will go into the pregame show. And then tomorrow on Football Friday, we'll be on 560 2 till 6, but 790, 630, 530.
Till 440?
445, yeah. Something like that. So, tomorrow an abbreviated show on 790. But you get heat action. So you're radio listening tonight. There's Zach in the Nose on 560, right? I think for an hour. And then Panthers hockey at 7.
I think you have that correct.
Let's check with Jimmy. Let's check in with Jimmy. Jimmy, what do you know about tonight's lineup on 560?
I have no idea.
All right, perfect, because he is running the show on 560.
Yeah, 6 p.m. tonight, Zach in the Nose. I just double-checked the Twitter account, you do have that correct.
But that would be a one-hour abbreviated show, right?
Correct.
Okay, very good.
By the way, I mentioned the United States men's national team, and I didn't give them any props today. They did beat Costa Rica yesterday 2-1, so 3 points there for the U.S. as they try to stay atop the leaderboard en route to Qatar 2022. And right now in the South American World Cup qualifiers, Bolivia leads Paraguay 1-0. Colombia, Ecuador, that's Stevens' team, they just kicked off. They're 6 minutes in. Tonight, I will be at the Panthers game here with you, Hawk, at FLA Live Arena, but I will keep my eye on Uruguay-Brazil.
Okay. Tonight. I got the suite tonight, so you want me to put the Uruguay game on the TV in the suite?
Listen, if you can make that happen, that would be clutch.
I was going to put on Thursday Night Football.
Right.
Maybe a little bit of heat action, but, up until Thursday Night Football starts, but then I was going to go Thursday Night Football. I don't know how the rest of the suite is going to react to the Uruguay game.
You know, I you told me Chris Whittingham will be here.
Yeah.
I believe he'll enjoy that.
He would vote for it, yes. Yeah. You are correct. He would vote for it.
You mentioned Thursday Night Football. That's an 8:20 p.m. kickoff. The Buccaneers in Philadelphia to face the Eagles.
Down to 6.5. Does that intrigue you now? Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they were -7 all day. Now it's down to -6.5.
I don't know. I don't know what to make. It's hard for me. I'm biased because I just saw Tampa Bay last week live kick the Dolphins' ass.
Yeah,
so
they
it's
did
hard
whatever
for
they
me
wanted
to argue against Tampa Bay covering there. And another game tonight, a 9:07 p.m. first pitch. It's the NLDS Game 5, winner go home. It's the Giants hosting the Dodgers.
So,
spirited rivalry there.
I came very close to wearing my Dodgers jersey today just to annoy you and Steven, but I decided I'll go a little more appropriate for our live broadcast here and a little Panthers scarf. But
right.
I was this close to putting on that Dodgers jersey again.
The winner plays the Braves in the NLCS. So let's just take notes here. Panthers at 7.
Hold on. Let me write this down. Panthers at 7. Puck drops at 7.
Puck drops at 7. Heat at 7 p.m. as well.
7. All right. Heat at 7. 7-7 so far. Omer, Yurt 7.
Yurt 7. Yeah, so that's Yurt 7.
Uh-huh.
7-7-7. And then NLDS at 9:07.
Ah. And Uruguay?
8:30. I don't know. I don't know what we're doing here
Thursday
anymore.
Night Football?
8:20.
Very good.
All right.
All
there
right.
There you go.
And Jimmy is trying to get things straight for 560 tonight because he doesn't want to be...
Right.
Yeah. Although I guess he's not running it. Jimmy, you're coming to the game with us tonight, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm coming.
All right, very good. Because you bailed on us before. You're coming tonight?
Yes, I'm coming tonight.
Right, don't sell out, Jimmy.
Right. I'm not going to sell out. I'll be
you want me to have something in the suite waiting for you? Is there a particular food item that you enjoy here at FLA Live Arena?
I don't know. I'll let you know when I get there.
All right.
Yeah. Are you wearing your Birkenstocks today, Jimmy? Because, you know, Jimmy's been showing up to the studio in his Birkenstocks.
I didn't notice.
But Hawk, hey, it's cold here.
Sure.
You know, you want to keep those toes covered tonight,
sure.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have jeans on.
Oh, very good.
Okay.
But what about the shoes?
Socks. You got socks on and shoes?
Or your
toes are open?
No, I have socks and shoes.
All right.
Okay.
You got Panthers gear? Are you wearing Panthers gear tonight?
Yeah, I'm wearing my red Panthers t-shirt.
Nice. What about you, Steven? You got your Panthers jersey on?
Yeah, I got my Ed Jovanovski jersey on.
Yeah, all right. Might be time for a new one, but that's all right. Nah, you rock that classic, Jovo, man. Rock that Jovo. We're going to head down. Solana, we're going to go down to Pantherland when we're off the air at 6. Solana wants to get one of those Vamos Gatos shirts, if they have them.
If they have them. They will at some point.
Sure.
But I love that. Vamos Gatos.
I think we've covered a lot so far in this segment, and I don't even think we're done yet. Go ahead, Solana.
Burger King is now selling Ghost Pepper chicken nuggets for a limited time.
Wow, that's a little too hot for me. Okay. I like the, you know, my son and I have the Hochman's Food Court YouTube channel, and we rank chicken nuggets at a whole bunch of different places. Mm-hmm. And we were doing regular, but when we went to Wendy's, I got the hot nuggets anyway.
Spicy.
Because I like the it just tastes a little better. The ghost pepper, that's a little out of my league. I don't like people sometimes. You know, they'll get the three alarm hot sauce on wings or something. You don't taste anything at that point.
You're suffering through the meal.
Yeah, I don't understand, like, when it gets that hot, and, like, if you're having a soda or a beer with it, it completely changes the taste of the drink. I don't understand that hot on hot sauces. The, you know, Three Mile Island and the ghost pepper stuff, a little out of my league.
I think I have to try. I don't love too spicy foods.
Uh-huh.
The Wendy's spicy chicken nuggets aren't too spicy.
No, it's the just right a little amount. Zip. Just a little bit of zip.
It's the right amount of
Let
kick.
Me know you're here.
Ghost pepper.
Too much.
Chicken nuggets, I disagree. That just calls to me for some reason.
Really?
Ghost pepper. It just sounds cool. I'm going to get the ghost pepper nuggets. So
well, you know what ghost pepper is, though.
No, I don't.
Oh, you think they just invented that name?
I just thought it was a cool name,
oh,
Ghost
no,
Pepper.
No, Ghost Pepper will kick your ass.
Seriously.
Ghost Pepper will kick your ass.
All right.
Okay.
I'm in.
Well, I'm happy to watch you.
I kind of want to get my ass kicked, to be honest, while I'm eating some chicken nuggets.
All right. Sounds good.
And I get those BK fries. It's underrated.
They are underrated. I've come
Thank
around
you.
On that.
Thank you.
I mean, if you're
Very
just joining us,
Very
we're at they are hit or miss, but they're much better than I thought that they were. And if you're just joining us, because we're at FLA Live Arena, you know, one of my favorite, speaking of French fries, they had the Chickies and Pete's, which is a Philadelphia staple, and it was by Section 119 here, and they've had it at the arena for 3, 4, 5 years, and it's no longer here. It's gone. So in the if you're coming to the Panthers game tonight and you were expecting to get some of the crab fries and the cheese sauce, you're not going to get that. Now, they have excellent food offerings here, no doubt.
Yep.
But if you were looking forward to those Chickies and Pete's crab fries with the cheese sauce, that is no longer on the table. Or a cheese steak, no longer on the table. Those are gone. Hate to break it to everybody.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. I've told you for the past 3 hours, a beautiful sunrise afternoon.
And we can see where we're situated here at the arena. You know, it's those big glass windows from ceiling to floor at the front of the arena, and that's where we're situated. And we can look out on the tarmac here where people walk in, and they've got the inflatables up there. I see that there's a live band out there. I see the little mini hockey rink inflatable is up. So a nice festive party atmosphere here. But it is a beautiful afternoon. The sky is blue. Sun is shining. There's a Florida Panthers flag blowing in the breeze out there. Live band setting up here in the Coors Light Cold Zone. Just saw the big video boards that we're staring at, a big ad for Mr. Softy, which is one of the best soft serve ice creams you can get. That's up on the video board. I mean, we got a nice little hockey night in South Florida tonight.
Look at that. A kid jamming out on the sax out there with the band.
He's jamming out on the sax out there.
Can't ask for anything more.
Things are happening, man. Things are happening for us.
Again, a nice afternoon in Sunrise, which is where we're at for the rest of South Florida. Your lows tonight will drop into the mid to upper 70s. That's your weather.
All right. Like I say, we're out here at FLA Live Arena, and we will continue to get you ready for the Panthers opening season puck drop, which is 7 p.m. tonight. And you're going to get Heat pregame coming up at 5:45 on 790 The Ticket, and Heat basketball on 790 tonight, and Panthers hockey on 560 tonight. I want to talk about so many different things here. I want to talk about your health. You know, many people will say that one of the worst parts of our medical system is that it's reactive instead of proactive. You know, most people would rather know if something's wrong early on, you know, rather than when it's too late. And that's where Life Imaging FLA comes in. You go to Life Imaging FLA to get scanned with their low-dose radiation CT scanner. And what they're trying to do is detect signs of cancer or heart disease before you're symptomatic, because early detection would mean you could do something that could stop the progression of cancer or heart disease and add years to your life. So I went there. I did the heart scan. I did the full body scan. You could take advantage of their free heart scan with just a few minimum requirements and then find out if you're at risk for heart disease. And if you choose, like me, you can also do the full body scan if you want. Do it for yourself, for peace of mind. Do it for your spouse, your kids, your grandkids. If you're interested, here's what you do. You call Life Imaging FLA for your free heart scan now with a few minimum requirements. From your cell phone, you call #250. You'll be prompted for a keyword, and you just say, free heart scan. Again, it's #250 on your cell phone. You'll be prompted for a keyword. You just say free heart scan. You'll be connected to Life Imaging FLA in seconds.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Hey, bro, here you go.
Hawk and Crowder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back live, FLA Live Arena. Looking outside, like I said, it's a very festive atmosphere for Panthers opening night. If you're driving here right now, you hear me talk about the GetUpside app, probably driving here with somebody, you know, in the car. If you're sitting in the car, you're listening, you go, you know what? I fill my car with gas. Why shouldn't I be getting free money? Download the GetUpside app. Do it right now. You go to the App Store, you go to Google Play, look for the app called GetUpside, and then make sure you put in the promo code HOCH when you're signing up. That's H-O-C-H. You can earn free money every time you fill your car with gas. And there's literally no cost to you. You just check in on the app when you're at a gas station. It sounds too good to be true. It's real. It doesn't cost you a dime. Before you know it, there's $50, $100 in your GetUpside account. Use that for dinner with the wife, the husband, the family, you know, and it's so easy to use. GetUpside has 4.8 star rating on the App Store, 4.6 star rating on Google Play. So you download the app. It's called Get Upside. You make sure you put in the promo code HOCH, H-O-C-H. $1 million cash back is being earned by users each week. And it feels great saving money on something that you have to buy anyways, which is gas. So then you use the money however you want it. You could take it on a gift card. You could have it direct deposited into your account. Go do it right now. Download the Get Upside app. Put in the promo code HOCH, H-O-C-H. If you do that, you could earn up to 50 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up, and then up to 25 cents cash back per gallon every time you fill up after that. So do it right now. Download Get Upside. Make sure you put in the promo code HOCH. That is H-O-C-H. 5 o'clock hour here on Hochman and Crowder is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And we are sitting just above the Funky Buddha Tap Room here at FLA Live Arena. And we will be enjoying some of that this evening as the Panthers host the Penguins. Tomorrow will be a Football Friday, and Crowder will be back in studio with me. We'll get you ready for the Dolphins and the Jags game. There were a few things that I saw regarding the Dolphins. So BetOnline came out with some new updated odds to make the playoffs. Miami Dolphins to make the playoffs right now. Before the season, they were minus 165 that they would not make the playoffs, plus 135 that they would make the playoffs. So slight underdog that they would make the playoffs.
Right.
But you'd bet $100 to win $135 if you thought the Dolphins were going to make the playoffs. And I for certain thought that they were a playoff team. Right now, the odds have changed to plus 325. So now, if you think the Dolphins are going to make the playoffs, and it goes into your Dolphins question of the day earlier, but if you think the Dolphins are going to make the playoffs, you bet $100, you win $325. If you thought they were not going to make the playoffs earlier in the season, before the season started, you had to bet $165 to win $100. Now you have to bet $450 to win $100. There is an 81.8% chance that the team will not make the playoffs, according to these odds from BetOnline. So I said this at the beginning of the show when we started. Solana had tweeted out yesterday that if Tua comes back, leads the Dolphins to the playoffs after a 1-4 start, Solana has promised to name his first child Tua. And that's not something you're going to back out on.
No.
If the Dolphins make the playoffs, you guarantee. So if your girlfriend, Valentina, maybe she'll be your wife one day, maybe she'll be the mother of your child.
Right.
If she says, no, we're not naming our first child Tua, then you would have to end things with her.
Correct.
Or have a child with someone else.
Right, right.
A
just figure
child.
It out. I'll figure it out. You know, if the Dolphins make the playoffs this year, I will find somebody who will have... She's not listening.
Who'll have your baby?
Somebody will have my baby who will agree to let me name the baby
Tua. If you will have Solana's first child in case Valentina won't, please text in 786-360-790. We're just going to start a list. Just a list.
Just in case.
Just in case.
A fallback list.
Although, in all honesty, I don't think you would have made that promise if you thought there was any chance Tua was going to lead the Dolphins to the playoffs.
There's no chance Tua is leading the Dolphins to the playoffs, which is why I feel comfortable making this bet. And it sucks to say that, Hawk, but we talked about it in the 4 o'clock or the 3 o'clock hour whenever we did the Dolphins question of the day. It looks like it's going to be 10 or 11 games, and nothing the Dolphins have done, and quite frankly, nothing Tua has done behind this Dolphins offensive line shows me that they can go on really a remarkable run here from
and it would,
a team.
And it would have to be remarkable.
It would have to be 9-3 or 10-2 the rest of the way, probably, to get into the playoffs. I still think Tua's being put in a bad position behind this offensive line. I think most people would agree with that. But it's just not happening. It's not happening. And so we'll see it this Sunday if he's healthy, if he can battle through whatever pain that's nagging him from the fractured ribs. But you're telling me despite the easy record, they're going to win 9-10 games of the remaining 12? I don't see it.
Okay, but do you see a victory this Sunday? We had a conversation off the air about this, and the Dolphins are a slight favorite. We had Rob Pizzola, professional sports gambler, on earlier. He said he would take the Jags if it goes up to 3.5. It's been down to 3, and it still is Miami Dolphins minus 3. What do you see happening this Sunday? Because I could honestly make the case for both sides. I could make the case that Jacksonville is not going to go 0-17. Yep. There are very few opportunities on their schedule to get a dub. And to play a mediocre team, which is what the Dolphins are right now, I think a lot of people would tell you they're a bad team. To play that team on a neutral site makes it even an easier opportunity for Jacks to get that first victory. Or I could make the case that the Dolphins, we knew, had a tough schedule for the first five games. We talked about it before the season started. We said if they come out 2-3, you'll be okay. If they come out 3-2, you'll be on top of the world. We didn't think they'd start 1-0 and then lose 4 in a row, which is what they've done. But I could make a case for either team being victorious on Sunday. Where do you stand?
With the Dolphins, it's interesting because if I would have told you the Miami Dolphins – would start 1-4. Obviously, nobody would be happy about that. But what's really upsetting about the 1-4 start isn't the fact that they're 1-4, because you're right, they did have a toughish schedule to start the season. It's the fact that they have looked terrible.
And that they're in the bottom of the league in just about every offensive category.
Right, right.
It's not just, hey, we face some tough teams. We played all right, but it's really hard to get a victory over Buffalo or over Tampa. No, you're also putrid on offense.
And in the Buffalo game, followed by the Las Vegas game, followed by the Indianapolis game, and then followed in that fourth quarter to Tampa Bay, they haven't addressed any issue. They've gotten worse. They've regressed in all these games. It seems like their defense has gotten worse. They still can't figure out how to move the ball. Nothing seems to be going right for the Miami Dolphins, which is why I look at it this way as well, right? Sometimes when it rains, it pours, Hawk. Are the Dolphins going to go to London and things are going to continue to get worse? Because you've seen that with teams. They come in with high expectations and everything gets turned around. You're turned upside down on your head. And just when you think you can kind of come out of this rough patch, it gets worse. And it hits rock bottom before you start to realize that there's a bigger issue than, you know, Tua Tagovailoa missing a couple games.
It'll be rock bottom if they come back from London 1-5. They will be at rock bottom, and I don't know, like, I don't know where you'll go from there, but it's not going to feel good Sunday if they lose to Jacksonville.
Yeah, but I still think you can hang your hat on this Dolphins team was one win away from the playoffs last year. They brought most of those pieces back, and Jacksonville, we know, is a just bad team. Simple. They're a bad team. Can the Dolphins fix some of these issues? Can the defense, if X and Byron Jones are healthy and they end up playing, can they fix some of these issues and take it all out, all this frustration out on a Jacksonville team? I could see that unfolding that way. Can Tua Tagovailoa come back and be smart, play, and you know, this offense was designed around him, and just look more productive? I could see that happening as well. So I'm not, you know, predicting the Dolphins lose. I'm just not feeling great about their chances at winning.
Speaking of odds and feeling good or bad, for the first time this season and before the season, the Kansas City Chiefs are no longer the favorites to win the Super Bowl. The odds have changed enough with them. What are they, 2-3 now? You want to guess who the favorite is to win the Super Bowl?
The Bills?
It's not.
The Bucks.
The Bucks.
Okay.
Buccaneers are plus 550, Bills are plus 600, and the Chiefs are now plus 750. So there's been a little bit of jockeying there as Kansas City's had a rough start to the season. Solana, as you know, travels for the Dolphins' road games, and he's not traveling to London, though. Have you ever been to London? Oh, we covered that earlier.
I have not been to London.
He is not traveling to London, but he travels to all the other road games. We never got to it this week, and we don't have a ton of time, but you went to Tampa last Sunday, and the assignment that we gave you, we had given you a couple opportunities, a couple different choices, but the one that I was really high on was there's a Portillo's in Tampa, which is a Chicagoland staple, and Portillo's known for their Italian beef. I love their lemon cake. They're famous for their chocolate cake. So I will ask you, you went to Portillo's. You tweeted out some pictures of the Italian beef, the cheese fries. You did the assignment that was given to you. Although I will tell you, Mike Cuno from CBS 4 stopped by here a few minutes ago And he said that you blew him off in Tampa because we had arranged that you guys were going to go out together in Tampa. And he said you completely blew him off and didn't even respond to his text.
It's not true because I have an entire text exchange with him. I have the receipts. Cuño, word of mouth, lied straight up to your face. I don't know why Cuño would do that.
All right.
I don't know what the deal with Cuño is. I have the receipts in hand here to show you. I let Cuño know, hey, I'm running a little late. Had a family event. I'm going to be getting there at around 10. And he was busy. He was doing his live shot for CBS4 at Raymond James Stadium.
All right.
So he kind of sold out on me, if anything.
All right. Well, the question is, though, you went to Portillo's. You'd never been there before. And people that go to Chicago, you know, it's fast food. You know, it's not Gibson's Steakhouse. It's not Lou Malnati's Pizza. It's Portillo's, a beef sandwich, a burger, hot dog. So what was your thoughts on Portillo's?
We'll start with the Italian beef sandwich.
All right.
It comes with, like, these sweet, long sweet peppers in it. And there was an option to get gravy. I didn't go with that option because you didn't tell me to go with that option. So I went with the traditional Italian beef sandwich with sweet peppers.
I got you. It's au jus. It's wet, you know.
Right. And it was just so greasy. There was I sent you a picture of just grease,
but it
falling
was,
off.
I did see the picture. It was not greasy. That's the au jus. That's the sauce. If you ate a dry Italian beef sandwich, it would be like eating sawdust.
My entire hands were just wet, and I had to just continue to clean off.
Right, the sandwich is called wet. You get it wet. You can order it wet, which comes even wetter.
Yeah, I would have been turned off, I think, by a more wet sandwich than what was already pretty wet.
So you did not like
it. It wasn't terrible, just a little too wet for me.
Okay, all right,
yeah, a little too greasy for me.
Cheese fries?
I got the cheese fries. The fries are good. They're like these crinkle cut French fries. They tasted great, salted, perfect amount of salt.
My guess, by the way, if you've never been to a Portillo's, my guess is they're going to expand in the way kind of like Wawa did. Because they've got one in Tampa, and I think they've got one maybe in Destin.
Two
in Tampa. Portillo's, I mean, they run their drive-through the way Chick-fil-A does. I mean, there's just lines, and there's employees outside, and it's just, I mean, Portillo's is a way of life up in Chicago. I have a feeling that they're going to expand significantly in South Florida, but there is the two in Tampa. So cheese fries, crinkle cut fries, you liked.
The fries were great. The cheese is just nacho cheese.
Okay.
Wasn't anything special. Wasn't bad.
All right.
I'm not hating on it, you know, I expected. Yeah, you made kind of a big deal about these cheese fries, Hawk. And I got to be honest, I was a little underwhelmed. It was just nacho cheese, nothing special. But the fries were good. And then you had me get a piece of chocolate cake.
Right.
And a piece of lemon cake.
Right.
Now, start with the chocolate cake. My barometer to fast food-ish chocolate cake is Kirkland chocolate cake at Costco.
Okay.
Now, I know you're anti-Kirkland, but you know the people that have been to Costco and gotten the chocolate cake at Costco, fire. And unfortunately, this just does not live up to the Costco chocolate cake.
That's incorrect.
It's not even close.
Okay.
That's the best chocolate cake you can get.
Okay.
Everybody will tell you that.
Just incorrect.
The lemon cake, you didn't steer me wrong there. Pal, that was unbelievable.
Yeah, their lemon cake at Portillo's is it's underrated.
Yeah.
It's a sleeper.
Yeah.
It's a hit.
You told me moist.
It is, right?
It was moist.
Yeah.
It was delicious.
Very
that
tasty.
One layer of lemon frosting.
So what's your next road trip? Is it Buffalo?
Buffalo, end of October.
All right, so we'll definitely be sending you for some wings at Anchor Bar.
Anchor Bar. Yeah. Even though Marcel Louis-Jacques told us.
And most people maybe in Buffalo would probably tell you not to go there, but whatever. Yeah, that's where you're
going.
That's going to be your assignment. We're at FLA Live Arena. Miami Heat pregame is coming up in a few minutes on 790 The Ticket. Our final segment will be on 560 QAM only. Let me talk Cheetah here real quick. Make Cheetah Pompano, Cheetah Hallandale your free lunch hotspots. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view when you can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 until 3? If you haven't been there yet, this is not your typical free lunch. This is a full-on kitchen with chefs on the menu. You can order wings, salads, sandwiches. They have daily specials as well. You can grab your buddies after work. Head on over to Cheetah Pompano, Cheetah Hallandale, Cheetah West Palm, Let them take care of you for the best happy hour and entertainment in South Florida. And, of course, football season, beer, babes, lots of pro and college football action. Enjoy the games all season long at any of the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs with hundreds of beautiful, exotic referee and cheerleader adult entertainers. And if you want more info, you can check out their website. It's CheetahSOFL.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Get down! Paid the cost to be the boss.
I like this. This is how you do it. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. And it's brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Solana and I out here at FLA Live Arena. And you're going to have some Panthers hockey tonight after a wait during the off season. You want to get things back on track. It was a rough first round loss to Tampa. They get a chance tonight to get it started against the Pittsburgh Penguins. And we have had a loaded potato of a program here, and you've done a very good job filling in for Crowder, by the way, Solana.
Thank you. Thank you. I miss Crowder, though.
Yes. Who doesn't miss Crowder? We had Doug Plagans on with us, the radio voice of the Panthers. You'll have Panthers hockey coming up at 7 o'clock tonight here on 560 QAM. At 6 o'clock tonight, Zach and the Nose, they'll give you an hour of fantasy football info. So you want to make sure you're sticking around for that. And then Panthers hockey. But like I said, we had Doug Plagans on earlier today and Randy Moeller, the television analyst for the Panthers, both of them very high on the team. I think a lot of fans, a lot of national pundits are high on this Panthers team as we head into this season. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. We're staying for the game.
Yep.
We got a cast of thousands in the suite tonight. We're going to be rooting on our Florida Panthers. I'm rocking my Panthers
scarf,
which yeah. I got for free for filling out a questionnaire or something.
You love that scarf.
I do like this scarf because, you know what? It turns any outfit into a Panthers outfit.
It does.
You've got your Panthers hat.
Yeah.
You're going to try to do something new? We're going to head down to the Pantherland store?
I think so.
All right.
I think so. I don't know what I'm going to get. A hoodie, a Panthers hoodie. The DJ's here. He's rocking a Panthers hoodie. He kind of sold me on it.
Yeah, he looks good in it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So we'll check out. And then right across from the Panther store, Pantherland, is the Funky Buddha tap room.
Yep.
And certainly we'll spend some time there this evening as well.
Earlier today, Hawk, we were discussing during headlines the numerous amounts of games tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And you were joking that maybe you'll put Uruguay on the TVs, maybe the Heat game. There is maybe a reason to have the Heat game on the TV today in the suite.
Why is that?
Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald, he covers the Miami Heat for the Miami Herald, tweeted out moments ago, Eric Spoelstra said he expects to play Udonis Haslam tonight in the preseason.
He's kind of forced to, right?
He is.
No. Honestly, there's nobody's playing tonight, so he's kind of forced to.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm down with that. I'll put that on for a few minutes.
Yeah.
I'm watching Thursday Night Football. If you missed earlier in the show, Rob Bizzola, who's a sports gambler out of Canada, we asked him all the games, and he didn't really have a play for the Panthers tonight, but he did like for tonight's Thursday night football game, Eagles Buccaneers over 52.5. Eagles Buccaneers over 52.5. Anyway, I'm excited for the season.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we're out here again. You know, we went the entire season. I told you at the beginning of the show, and I'm looking at Tree right now, getting ready to break down the equipment. I mean, it's fun being out and about again at the arena, and it's fun. Hopefully this is the first of many broadcasts, you know, on the road where we get to meet and greet and mingle and have a little bit of fun. So it's been a very pleasant afternoon here at the newly named FLA Live Arena. And Panthers will drop the puck at 7 o'clock. And I would say on opening night, you know, you kind of want to be in your seat a little bit before the game starts because you want to see the game presentation, whatever they're doing new, you know, however they're going to intro the teams.
Cuno tweeted out, Mike Cuno, who was here, tweeted out that the presentation before the game, like on the video presentation, he said it's a must watch. So okay. Something to look forward to if you're on your way out here.
Yeah, and I do believe there are tickets left still. So if you're, you know, thinking, I was thinking about going, or maybe you're thinking about going Saturday night to the Islanders game, and, you know, I do believe if you came right up to the box office here or if you went on the Panthers, the FLA Live Arena app, you should download that if you're headed out here or if you're interested in tickets. But I do believe tickets are still available for tonight's game, although I'm pretty sure it'll be close to a sellout by the time the game gets underway at 7 o'clock. But my fingers are crossed for a good Panther season. I've been rooting for this team for a long time, and I have so much fun out here at Panther games, always have, and you see people every year, you know, a lot of the same fans, and it's a really great community of Panthers fans. And I will say the same thing that we talked about with Randy Moeller and Doug Plagans. Like, while you wanted to get out of the first round last season, it's not that much of a disappointment to lose to Tampa because they're a buzzsaw. And they're going to be a buzzsaw this year again.
Yep.
Like, there's no, they didn't get any worse. So while you wanted to get out of the first round, it's no shame in getting bounced by Tampa, but this could be, we could be on the precipice of a really exciting Panthers season. And Panthers fans have been waiting a long time. And while last season was fun and entertaining, you didn't get out of the first round. Hopefully this season's a little bit different, and maybe we're back, you know, making a run like Tampa's done for so long.
Yeah, it sounds like they've hit the formula, right? You've got the young core
Yep.
that's waiting to break through and really make a big impact here. You just paid your stud, and you gave him a ton of money. You've got the veterans here, and then you've got the coach with a winning history that is widely respected across the NHL. Like, it seems like the Panthers have the formula. I mean, last year it didn't come to fruition because you did run into that buzzsaw in Tampa Bay, but that was last year. This is this year. It's back to the regular format of the NHL. They're going to play everybody in the NHL this year, and I'm hyped too. Hyped as a new hockey fan. I'm hyped as well.
Yep. No, I think a lot of Panthers fans are feeling pretty good about this season. So hopefully gets underway with a W tonight against the Penguins. So again, Zach and the Nose are coming up on 560. Oh, follow me on Instagram because in our suite tonight, me, Solana, Jimmy, Steven, Josh Appel, the PA voice for the Miami Marlins, Chris Whittingham from the Levitard Show. Why do you say that?
You know, witty.
What kind of reaction is
that? Excited. I'm excited.
I don't understand what just happened there.
I'm excited.
There's going to be a cast. My wife is going to be here tonight. Dr. Chuck Metzger. Mike Cuno might come up and visit.
Ooh.
Jim DeJoseph, the son of Joe DeJoseph. Bad joke of the day.
Bad joke of the day. Yeah.
Ozzy Rodriguez, if you remember, longtime old producer for the Sedano Show on 790. Ozzy will be in the suite tonight. It is a cast of thousands. Steven, great job back at the station today running the show for us. Solana, great job filling in for Crowder today. Crowder will be back tomorrow for Football Friday. Tree Crawford, a great job out here as always. And Jimmy, if he's still there, Jimmy did a great job running the ship as well. Who do I see over there? Is that Will Manso?
I see Manso.
Will Manso looking all sharp, pulling up to a live hit here for Local 10. I mean, it's a who's who of media. He's big-timing us, though. He doesn't even look our way.
Turned his back to us.
Yeah,
Hawk.
He's big-timing us. So, Zach in the Nose coming up on 560, then Panthers hockey at 7 o'clock after that. Everybody have a great and safe Thursday night. Go Panthers, and we will speak with you mañana.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need
that's all, folks.
You need to need.
Oh no!
Check your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.